From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says a planned meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has been canceled. Mexicans have said they do not like Mr. Trump's plan to build a wall along America's southern border to guard against illegal migration. Peña Nieto called off the meeting. White House has proposed a 20% tax on Mexican imports as a possible way to pay for the wall. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters such a tax could raise $10 billion a year and easily pay for the wall. Britain's efforts to leave the European Union remain mired in bitterness as the government of Prime Minister Theresa May introduces a bill that would finally allow the nation to trigger the disengagement process. Debate on the bill is to begin on January 31st as May tries to meet a March 31st deadline. She is set to kick off the process, which is expected to take 2 years. Prime Minister May spoke late Thursday in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
We will build a new partnership with our friends in Europe. We're not turning our back on them or on the interests and the values that we share. It remains overwhelmingly in our interests and in those of the wider world that the EU should succeed.
Prime Minister May meets with President Trump at the White House later today. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country Thursday, accompanied by heavy security. He was greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew home from Senegal, where he has been staying since unrest erupted when former President Yahya Jammeh refused to step down after losing an election. Special UN representative says UN forces are there to help protect the people. This is VOA News. Turkey says it's too early to comment on President Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesman says it will be important to first see the results of a set of studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the U.S. military and the State Department. The zones would be areas in Syria where civilians could be safe from civil war violence. Turkey has long advocated safe zones, but former President U.S. President Barack Obama did not support that idea. Afghan officials say a border skirmish with Pakistan has left at least one Afghan border guard dead and two wounded. An Afghan spokesman says Thursday that the fighting in the area of southern Kandahar province lasted for about 2 hours. He alleged that a group of Taliban insurgents riding motorcycles tried to enter Afghanistan with the help of Pakistani forces, prompting Afghan border police to open fire. Pakistani officials say they are trying to find out what happened. Rescuers have pulled the last of 29 bodies from the wreckage of a hotel in central Italy a week after it was destroyed by an avalanche. 11 people survived the disaster, which struck in the wake of heavy snowstorms and several powerful earthquakes on January 18th. 19 of the survivors, including 4 children, were extracted, shivering after spending days under the crushed masonry in bitterly cold conditions.
Siamo partiti dall'analisi dell'edificio.
The head of Italy's fire department emergency office, Giuseppe Romano, says the work at the disaster site will be continuing after the search and rescue operations are closed. South Korea, also known as ROC or ROC, says U.S. Marine Corps troops held a combined military exercises in the winter. Marcus Carlstrom is the search company commander for the U.S. Marines.
Purpose in the point of the training we have here is that U.S. Marine Corps and ROC Marine Corps partner together at every level to build the camaraderie and the friendship of the two countries' militaries, but also to increase our proficiency in the event that we'd ever have to fight a war together.
Soldiers participating in a skiing drill, search and destroy exercises, and hand-to-hand combat training. 5 diplomats and the senior management team at the U.S. State Department have stepped down only days after President Trump's choice. The head of the department is expected to receive Senate confirmation. Diplomatic sources told VOA one of the 5 diplomats was on a plane flying to Europe for high-level meetings when he was ordered to turn around and come home.
That's the latest world news from VOA.